Good morning, Ray of Hope family. My name is Reverend Kenny Rice, and I have the joy of leading us this morning in our prayer and devotional time. In our devotional by Sarah Young called Jesus Calling, she talks about two particular scriptures, John, the third chapter, verse number 8, which references Nicodemus at night, and also the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, which talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Oftentimes when we hear people talk about the Spirit or the Holy Ghost, we oftentimes hear people talk about the ways that the Spirit moves in a charismatic kind of way. But in our devotional this morning, she talks about the streams of joy that bubble up in our spirit. And she says that these streams of joy not only bubble up in our spirit, but they overflow onto the people in whom we are in community with. In Galatians, the fifth chapter, Paul writes to the community there in Galatia and talks to them about the ways that they should allow the fruits of the Spirit to overtake them, and not only to overtake them, but to all of those who are in close proximity to them as well. So it's not enough for us to be able to shout and scream on Sunday morning as a consequence of having the Spirit. It's not about how loud we are when we scream. It's not about how high we jump when we're in the Spirit, but it's about how well we treat people. And one of the eminent examples of this is found in various bodies of water. All of my life, I've been obsessed with the natural sciences and geography, and I've come to discover that lakes and ponds and rivers and oceans are great bodies of water, but there's another body of water called a geyser. And one of the things that I love about a geyser is that these are bodies of water that are often found underground that somehow are ejected into the air because of the pressure that pushes them from beneath the earth's surface into the air. Don't miss what I'm saying, friends. There's a body of water that exists underneath the earth's crust that actually is pressurized to the degree that it spouts up into the air. And not only does it spout up into the air, it extends beyond its actual circumference. It goes all over the place as a consequence of the pressure pushing it out of the earth's crust. And today I believe that as Sarah Young is talking to us about the fruits of the Spirit and the way in which the spirit of joy bubbles up from within us and spills out onto other people, I believe there's a gospel of the geyser today. I believe that we can learn an important message, a mini message from this body of water, that through the pressures of life, God has uniquely deposited something within us that we cannot keep within ourselves. Jeremiah almost said it like this, that there's fire that's shut up in my bones. The fruit of the Spirit is not enough just for us to live one way, but the fruit of the Spirit is such that we share what has been uniquely packaged within us, and through the pressures of life, those fruits of meekness and kindness and goodness and righteousness come bubbling up out of our spirit, and they are, as a consequence, shared with others. And so today, as you maneuver throughout your day, I want you to ask yourself, what has God uniquely deposited within me that I can allow to come to fruition and share with somebody else, just like that body of water? Through the pressure, God allows us to share the gifts that have been uniquely placed within us, just like that body of water. Let's pray. God, we thank you this morning for this devotional. We thank you for the time to pray. What a privilege it is to pray and to lay all of our burdens at your feet. God, we pray now that you would bless our day, bless our week, the rest of our week. And God, we pray that you would allow us to find the fruits of the Spirit that you have uniquely deposited within us and allow it to overflow, allow it to become a bubbling stream, a geyser that is ejected from deep within our souls that spills over onto others, so that when other people see us, they may say, they don't look like what they've been through. But more importantly, God, allow it to manifest in such a way so that people will see our good works, but ultimately they will glorify you who art in heaven. God, this is our prayer today. Meet every need, blow our mind, and God, do something incredible that brings your name all the glory, honor, and praise. In your many names we pray. Amen. Again, family, thank you all for joining us this morning. You can join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. on Facebook, on YouTube, or here in person at 2778 Snapfinger Road, Decatur, Georgia. We would love to have you. And we also want to invite you back to this same space next Wednesday at 7:14 a.m. for our time of prayer. We love you. You be good to God, and God will be good to you.